Good morning.
And second?
That would be nice.
Get a water station.
Morning, good morning.
Commissioner.
You're a little hoarse.
Sup the Heilige Commissioner.
There we go.
Not Ted.
Men wir rimmen at sona la bakar men a bakar la sonu men a kvasim ala izim men a izim ala kvasim men a zakharim ala nekevot men a nekevot ala zakharim. It doesn't matter which type of animal the Hegdash one is, and it doesn't matter which type of animal the Chulin one is. Whether you're taking a sheep for a cow or vice versa, or you're taking a goat for a sheep or a sheep for a goat, or you're switching a male for a female from a male, and what's more, even min hatemimim ba'alemumin min ba'alemumin alatmimim. The same dinim of Temura would be, even if you would take a balmum of Hegdash and you would try to make it better by putting it on a tamim of Chulin, which is great, you would think, it's exactly the same issur as if you would do it the other way around and you would try to take a good animal of Hegdash, be mechalal, no, it can't be mechulal, on a bad animal of Chulin. It's all the same. Shinema lo yachlitzenu velo yamiroto tov v'ra or ra v'tov. Doesn't matter whether you're taking something good and switching it for something better, vice versa. And when we say tov v'ra, what type of ra do we refer to? Ba'alei mumin shekadane gdeshanat mumman. These are ba'alei mumin where they became hegdish first before they had their blemish, and only then did they get the mum. So therefore the kedusha was chal kedushat haguf. But if an animal is a balmum and now you try to make it hegdish, then it never gets that hegdish on it. It only gets its monetary value is worth hegdish. And there the Torah does not say that it can make a tmura. You have to be able to have a certain power in your level of kedushah in order to be able to make a tmura on another animal. Says the Gemara Midan Emili, how do we derive all of these dinim in the Mishnah? The Tana Rabbanan, as it says in the Braisa, Behima ba Behima, the Torah says, Vim haimer yamir Behima ba Behima, Behima ba Behima is generic. I don't care what kind of animal it is, in what other kind of animal it is. And Mikan, therefore, we can see that, Memirim min hatson ala bakar, min abakar ala tson, min akvasim ala izim, min izim ala akvasim. So it doesn't matter whether we're talking about sheep on bovines or bovines on sheep or sheep on goats and goats on sheep or zecharim ala nekevot and ala nekevot ala zecharim. That is all part of behema ba behema, completely generic. And for that matter, ba'alei mumin ala tmimin min tmimim ba'alei mumin. You might think that, of course, this would include even afilu kadam muman lahekdeshan. Even if there was a mum kavua that was on the animal, permanent blemish, before you were magdish it, would still be able to make a tmura and be mechayev you. Talmud lomar lo yaklifenu velo yamiroto tov bera o rabitov. The eza tov bera, when it said that, what does it mean? By definition, it means bale mumin shikadam ekdeshan et muma. Does? How does it mean that? Right, Talmud? I don't get it. Where do we see? All it says is good and bad. It doesn't say what point it was bad. Omar Abaye, it does, says Abaye. You're not looking carefully. Look, the Torah could easily have said, Lo yakli feno velo yamiroto, tov v'ra o rabo. Don't have a tov in a ra or a ra in it. Meaning in the aforementioned tov. Why do I mention once again tov? What's the point of saying the second time Tov Bera or Rabbit Tov again? Shmami, now therefore, this comes to teach me that Davka, if you started with a Tov Mi'ikaro, it has to be in it firstly, primarily Tov, and then it became a Balmum after you were Magdish. So that, it's only a Rabbit Tov Mi'ikaro that's Osa Tzmura. But if it were Rami Karod and never was an unblemished animal before, we were Magdish it, then Ein Osim Tumura. It wouldn't have the empowerment of Tumura. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, actually, Abaye, you're missing something here. Because both of those toves are extra. Not only one tove, and I'll explain to you why you need both. The truth is, Tarvayu Tov Yitur Miyatra. They're both extra. Because if the Torah was only coming to tell me the apparent din of Tumura, so what does it say? In Kenichov quote, Lo Yachlifem, Lo Yomira Tov, O Rabo. But it would be clear if I say, don't switch it for something no good or something no good for it. I mean, then obviously it is not something no good. So that means that we don't already have Tov or Rabbit Tov. And what's the point of saying each time Rabbit Tov when it's clear that I'm contrasting it to what it is? So Lama Lelamirta Tavayu Tov. So I tell you, Chatov, this is the one that you missed, Abaye. Chatov Apilu Betov Namiki Maimir. Look, one of the Tovs comes to tell me that even in the event that you are trying to make the Hegdash better by putting it onto an animal that is an unblemished animal, but it is blemished, that's also a Chiyav of Tumura. You might think, I'm coming to help out Hegdash. No. I want to stress that even though you're being Mala the Hegdash, it doesn't matter. The other is coming to tell me that Tov me Ikaro Oset Tumura, that only, as you said, that only if it were once unblemished, and it was good before it became bad, and you were Magdish it, that's when it makes it Tumura. But Rami Ikaro Ein Oset Tumura, if it never was Kadosh before it was a Balmum, then it doesn't have the power to make a Tumura. So why does Abaye basically ignore that other Tov? Abaye Tov betov minolam delo yamir. How does Abaye know that even if you make Hegdash better, that you're still going to be fine? So Abaye, what do you mean, how do I know? It's a Kavach Omer. If Lamaisa, I mean, what you're saying is like this. We have Tov, if they wouldn't have said Tov, Bara or Rabbo. Okay, so I would say that, let's say it's of the same value or something, right? Fine. If Lamaisa, I would be able to take a Behemas, oh boy, I would be able to take a Behemas Tevet. I would take a Tevet Bara. You're tiny. What if you don't make any change? Make a Tov B'Tov. That's just saying I need an extra Tov for it. Because otherwise I would have thought, what? That it's worse making a Tov B'Ra than a Tov B'Tov? You're ready to say that if I switch the Hegdash something better, that's the fish. But if I switch a good thing for another good thing, an even thing, that's no good. There's no answer. If a Tov B'Ra, the Iluka Mahalila, if your mindset of the Pasuk is telling me Tov Bara, so over there I am making the Hegdash better. And nonetheless I get Malkus. Why do I need another Pasuk to tell me that if I take a Tov of Hegdash and switch it for a Tov of Kulin, where over there I'm not making it better, I'm not doing him any favor, so for sure I should be Chayav. Why do I need another Pasuk for that? Says Rava, you're right, logically speaking, you're right. But remember that we have a klal ein onashim and adin. You can't make a kavach homer to give somebody malchus. So how are we going to punish this man on what basis? Show me in the Torah where it says. The Torah says, rabatov. How do you know it's ov betov? How do you just switch it even? You say kavach homer, but the Holy Book didn't say a kavach homer. You're only coming now to give a malchus based on what it says in the Bible. Says the Bible, it's not a kavach homer. This is a gilui mil to the Alma. It's not that I need to avoid what's written in the Pasuk and say, but I also have a kavach homer new din. I mean, I have dino. This is not a kavach homer. Migora tov mira. I understand. Does it make it worse? It's included. The Pasuk includes an overall a spectrum from Tov Bara to Rav Tov, and in the middle of that spectrum is Tov B'Tov. Why would I need even a Kal V'Chomer for it? I'm just strengthening my words, but it's certainly included. Tana Rabbanan, the two Lashonos, Lo Yach Mitenu, V'Lo Yamir Otov, should be understood like this. When you're doing your Hachlafa, you're doing an exchange. So basically, an exchange is for someone else's animal. That's the word exchange. Because it's exchange between people. When you say V'Lo Yamir, that's a switch. A switch means you have your own thing. B'Shalat, you want to switch one for the other. So the difference is, basically, as you would say in English, I want to exchange this animal. You say, go to somebody else, exchange it. Tomorrow we'll discuss what exactly the case is. And the other one is to switch it for something. Replace, whatever. But it doesn't imply to exchange with another person. So, lo yamir to b'shel atzmo. Why doesn't it just say then, lo yachlifenu? Why do I need to say, lo bari lo yamir? Why would I need a lo yamir and so forth? Because you see, ikat of hachi have amina, teitse zo v'tikane zo, who's a tilak? Avo meimir, the tarvayu ka magdishko. If Lamaisa, it would have just said the Lushan of Loyak and Feno, I would have said the only time that you're Chayim is if it's actually an exchange. Trying to take off the Kedusha from this and put it on something there that is not covered. Okay? So there, I would say you get Malkus because you want to take out Hegdash and Tehula. But Maymir itself, I could say, over there, to Tarvayoka Magdishlu Emaloloki. Maybe over there you won't get Malkus if you want simply to take the Kedusha on this animal to put it on another animal. So what am I doing? So I'm switching its Kedusha, I'm not taking off its Kedusha. I'm adding Kedusha. So maybe over there you won't get Malkus.
Are you saying that you're
constantly,
when you're doing it,
it's
specifically to have both of them kodesh?
Even if you would do that, it's tamura.
If it wasn't have both of them kodesh, that's still
tamura. Now, I didn't get what you said. Switching it for another guy's animal. How could you switch it for another person's animal? What's the case? You're saying if lo yachli fenu is a lotion to use someone else. How can you use someone else? If you me. If, let's say, you have a behemoth hegdish, right? You own, you name a behemoth hegdish, you bay. And if someone else has a fallen animal, how can you possibly bring Kedusha onto someone else's fallen animal? Mi matzi magdish ish tiyagdish et beto kodesh lashem. The pasuk only gives you rights to make something kodesh when it is yours. A man who makes his home kodesh. And that's a model, Amrat Baram. Beto b'rishuto, just like your home. It's your ownership, and it's in your reshut. It's not anyone else's reshut because it's real estate. We learn from there as a model that Akhobar Shuto, the only thing that you can be magdish are things that are yours and in your possession. So that can't be the case. So is the case that there's a hegdish animal that's not yours, somebody else's, and you try to exchange the kedusha of that animal one of yours? How can you do that? How can I use the kedusha from someone else, which is not, I have nothing to do with it, to be matris my behemoth and kedusha? I can't do that. This person, he made something honorable, let's say, I come along and I say, oh, that's a wonderful thing, I think I will exchange one of my animals for that. To laugh at you, you have nothing to do with it. You can't just go and exchange it. It's a joke. No, the truth is, it's not such a joke. Indeed, it is talking about a case where someone else owns the Hegdish animal. You'll ask, how is it possible then? You're going to Omar, Mori, the behemoth Hegdish. The owner of that oila makes an announcement and says, "Kol harotzila amir b'vam toya b'vayamir." I give anyone a right. Anybody who feels like getting beat up today can simply use my behema and do tzmura with it, and we'll take them at the best, and then we'll have some fun. Not a very nice thing.
Why do we even need that?
Because it's an avera, it's not a mitzvah.
To make something,
even
though your intention is to make it, it's
the Adkudusha. Well, I mean, that's only in Lo Yamir, not in Lo Yachlif. It's the switch. It's change.
So this guy has an animal that he's already been mocked.
Yeah, and he says if anybody wishes to use my animal as the basis of creating the Kedusha of a Tmura on another animal, I give them permission. As if it's their own.
Since
I have that rishus, I can allow you that rishus.
I
have the right to make truma on my payers, I can give you the right. Whoever wants to make truma, can make truma. It's to make truma, can make truma. It's to make truma.
And it's still his even though he's a makish.
Well, that's the whole thing of truma. Otherwise, how can you ever make a truma? Who's going to take over? Our president. You're going to have to stand up for the Secretary General. Meimirin echad b'shnayim, b'shnayim be'echad, echad b'meyah, u'meyah be'echad. One tmura can be an act of switching the Kedusha of 1 to 100, or 100 to 1. It's still an act of tmura. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can't do that. You can only exchange one on one. Shinemar v'hayah hu utmurato. Who is it itself? Singular. Yeh kedesh. Just like hu miyuchad, ap tmurato miyuchedet. Just like the Lashon hu is singular, unique, it, so too is the tmura that he's making has to be singular. Therefore, it's one on one. You can't make one behemoth tmura onto two others. You can't make two behemoths of tmura onto one. That's not an act of tmura.
But actually, the act of tmura, he gains nothing. All he gets is another. Both are kadosh. So what's the real purpose of this? What's the gain from this?
Well, let's see. He could be a masochist, so he loves getting beaten up. He could be running from those aliens again. We figure it's worth doing the tour rather than getting taken apart in a spaceship at night, you know. I don't know, there might be other scenarios, possibly.
But he doesn't know the deal tomorrow.
What do you mean? He only gets Malkus if he says, I'm doing it on Manas to get Malkus. The guy's always a mess. Anybody who does a layer is a mess. It's like dropping out of school after you pay $7,000 for it. Try calling me yesterday a few times. Your phone is on.
He has a new phone.
Oh. No, I updated my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So therefore, we have a machlokas. Thank you so much. We have a machlokas the Tanakh Kama and Rabbi Shimon as to whether you can do mass tmuras, 100 to 1 or 1 to 100. Now, there's two ways of understanding this. It could be, I mean, what you could learn about Rabbi Shimon is that there's only the energy for one act of tmura in an animal. In which case, once you use that up, you couldn't use it again. That's not the case, but he's talking about a case of a mass.
100 to 100?
Well, no, 1 to 100 or 100 to 1.
This one is being used 100 times.
You said that's one way of looking at it. It's as if we're trying to take the kedusha of a single animal and make 100 animals go there. You can't do that. But if that's the case, you couldn't do it one after the other either.
But you can.
Which would mean that I use up my tmura ability if I use it once.
Well,
and having used it up, we don't have a tmura bun. It's run out of energy and that's it, right? Or we could say that it, no, I mean, it has to be matched up, but each transaction recharges for the next quarter.
But it's kodesh. How could you possibly have a non-kodesh? If it's already kodesh, how could you make it more kodesh than it is?
You don't need to make it more kodesh. You just need to plug it in and recharge it.
Mm-hmm. But it's kodesh.
But the tamura, I believe, may have disappeared.
I don't really understand what your question is.
What
kodesh? The animal was kodesh, and now I used it to make a tamura. Does it have enough energy to make another tamura?
Does it have enough to
I'm sorry.
Is that what it is?
Well, we know, let's say, we have certainly seen that there's a concept of running out of ability to achieve something with the level of kedusha that you have. Eino kodesh l'mitzvah stidyona, for instance. We have such a concept, right? So some element of the kedusha is removed. Over here, you transferred the kedusha from it to the other animal. So maybe whatever that is does not allow you to do it again. That's one way of looking at it. And there's two ways of understanding Rabbi Shimon, and indeed, this is going to become evidence of the Gemara. Including the question of recharging, what type of thing could possibly recharge an animal to be able to make it, to be able to redo its mura, according to Rabbi Shimon. You know what I mean? Tana Rabbanu, behema ba behema, mikan shemimir neacha b'shtayim, shtayim be'acha be'acha b'meah, meah be'acha. Look, as we said before, behema be'behema is generic. I mean, the Torah is putting no conditions on someone. I don't care how you do it. Male to female, female to male, goat to Torah, so on and so forth. And for that matter, numbers to numbers, I don't care. Rabbi Shimon says, no, what do you mean? In mimirin elachad be'achad. Unless I heard the word behema is singular. If it says behema b'behema, it doesn't say behema b'behemot. It doesn't say behemot b'behema. So they said, man, I don't know. You know, you're 2 days before Yom Kippur and you ask a question like that. Lo matzino behemot shekruya behemah. I read it in Yonah. It says the Pharisee. Ubehemah rabah. Closing words of Yonah. What does that mean? Lots of singular behemoths. I mean, that means that we use the word behemah as a exactly. Deer. Exactly. Rabbi Shimon, well, you can do that if you make it clear that your reference is to the robe by saying it, behima rabah. But if you just say the word behima, it means an animal. I don't understand where you get this business that behima necessarily means robe. But behima stam lo ikri. Now wait a second over here. We just read the Mishnah where Rabbi Shimon said that his argument on the Chachamim is based on the fact that the Torah said who utumurata. What's he getting into this behima business? I mean, he's dropping his own argument. He had an argument from the pasuk. The time of the Rabbi Shimon mishum beimahu. I thought the time of the Rabbi Shimon is mishum who? Mahu miuchad ab tumurato miuchedet. Isn't that what the Mishnah said? Yeah, well, the truth is he tried that one. Mikor amalan Rabbi Shimon. I mean, Rabbi Shimon tried that argument. He said, look, it says vayahu tumurato yakodesh. Then he saw that the Rabbanan ignored him because they were saying, well, you know, you can't argue with the Behema, and the Behema is generic. So turns around to Rabbi Shimon and says, Behema? Heck, if I wanted to, I could use Behema to prove my point. But how can you use it to argue on my point? So in other words, basically he's coming from the point of view of who? If you want to insist that Behema is Mashma otherwise, hey, certainly not Mashma otherwise. You might be Kataya, it could have included otherwise. Once you see my point from who, how could you turn around now and say you're going to prove it wrong with Behema when we certainly use Behema in the singular? That's what he's saying. So because of the Darsha Rabbanan, mi Behema ba Behema. When he saw that the Rabbanan made their drasha to argue, he said, what? Amar lahem iyuzi. He said back to them, are you kidding? Mehasam nami matzino lemin of time of the day. If I had wanted to, I could have learned out of there my own logic. So how can you use that to refute my raya from who? Omar Reish Lakish, Modeh Rabbi Shimon, Shememirin v'chozrin u'memirin. Fascinating.
Anybody knows Chumash? Behema right to Behaiso Eretz. Behema remember Behaiso Eretz may not. Behema, but that's a parsha. And Behema is used in the Chumash generic. I mean, the whole thing is going to be. You hear what I'm saying?
I heard it when you first started. And that's why I'm trying to. You're going to have to wave a white flag when you're ready. Basically, Rabbi Shimon, that's why the Gemara is saying that. Rabbi Shimon's not making an argument for him. He's saying, look, if I had come along and I wanted to argue my thing from there, okay, we could have argued it, but you certainly can't turn around and disprove who. In the context of who, if you want to say Behema means Rabbim, so say Behema Rabbim. Okay. Tainer's Reish Lakish, let's not misunderstand Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has no objection to an energizer tumura. This Behema can keep bouncing along, making new tumuras forever. All he's saying is that the Torah limits an act of tumura to one-on-one. But he's not suggesting that you don't have the energy to make more than one tumura. So if you turn around and you make another tumura, that would be fine. Moder Rabbi Shimon Shemei Mirin because we don't Mirin. My time, why? Because as Moshe Baruch said. Where do you lose? How do you lose the Kedusha? Where does the Kedusha disappear to? Kedusha Rishon of the Hekdesh, where did it go away to? Where was the energy sink for that Kedusha? If you hold it for Chilo, so then it should have lost its Kedusha to the other animal. Okay. But it's not a Chilo. So that means it's a new Halakha. The third was Magdish the second one. It didn't use the Kayak of the first one to be Magdish the second one. So why wouldn't you be able to do that an infinite number of times? Rabbi Yochanan says, no. The whole point of Rabbi Shimon is that you've got energy to do one tumura, and that's all. And kishem she'ein me'mirin shtayim be'achad, kach ein me'mirin b'chozrinam me'mirin. The same way you couldn't do it at 2-1, you can't do it once and then again. Tanika vasid Rabbi Yochanan and Tanika vasid Reish Lakish. In fact, we have basis in the Braisa for both. Tanika vasid Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa that reads like Rabbi Yochanan and says b'feirush, Kishem she'ein me'mirin echad b'shnayim, kach ein me'mirin v'chozrinam me'mirin. Is it clear as it yet? It's precisely the same way that I can't do a Muni Tumura, I also can't do an Energizer Tumura. Tani kabbat Reish Lakish, Yoko kishem shomer b'shem shem me'mirin shnayim be'chad kach ein me'mirin v'chozrinam me'mirin. You might think to make the mistake of believing that in the same way that Rabbi Shimon said that you can't be Mamer 2-1, so too you can't do two acts of Tumura one after the other, each one-on-one. Talmud Lomar V'hayahu U'tumurato. It shall be. I don't care how many times it happens. It shall always be this way. Afilu B'me'ah, I don't care how many times you do it. Boy, Rabbi Yovan. Rabbi Yovan had a fascinating question. Basically, Rabbi Yovan's question is, if you hold that you use up the Kayach of Tzmura, can it be recharged? That's his shot. And he has a number of different suggestions at how it is you would go about recharging the Tzmura. Not a Tzmura, of course, recharging the initial animal, so that it would then be able to make a new Tzmura.
Would the Tzmura animal be
able to make a Tzmura? Can you take a Tzmura and make it tomorrow of that?
That we shall be discussing. Ain't tomorrow or sa tomorrow. But we're going to be getting to that. Right now, well, the question is whether it was ever given that fair. Right now, we want to know. Basically, there are three possibilities. We have the Rabbanan, which is you can even make 100-1 kosher, and you can make them one after the other. We have Rabbi Shimon Aliba, the Reish Lakish, who says you can always do one-on-one as many times as you do it. And then we have Rabbi Yochanan Aliba to Rabbi Shimon, who says, no, Tumura is a one-time shot. So two out of those three possibilities, the following Gemara is irrelevant to, because of course you can do Tumura as often, you don't need to recharge. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, in Rabbi Shimon, having used up your Kayak of Tumura, is there some way to recharge it? Now there are possibilities. There's a couple of possibilities. No, there'd be no reason to say such a thing. So it's not logical. be no basis for it. The only basis for thinking that it could run out is the limitation.
Well,
on
like
but you're saying, is there in the universe of possibilities such a possibility? Yes, but not in the Torah. Yeah. So, boy, Rabbi Yom, ledivrei ha'omer, if we're going aliva to Rabbi Yochanan in Rabbi Shimon, that holds that ein me'mirin v'chozrinu me'mirin. So I have an interesting question for you. Now the truth is, his interesting question is a little bit too interesting, as we'll see. Because he puts in too many facts. He puts in so many different factors that basically he obscures what he's asking. Because there's a number of different possibilities that might recharge an animal that's been used for tumura. For instance, suppose the shame kedusha on that animal changes. We do have such a thing. We have an asham, let's say, where the asham was lost, and then you replaced it and used another one for the kapara. Then this asham becomes an oila, right? It's given to the mizbeach as an oila and a dova. Okay. If it changed its name, is it now basically a new kedushin? It's recharged to make a tuner? That's a question. Maybe. That's like English one, doesn't it? It could be dependent on the question whether you need mitzvah in the... That's one possibility. But we also have another possibility, which is if you actually are mechalal the animal onto a new, under the ticket of moon, you mechalal it. So now you're starting over. You've been mechalal its kedusha on a new animal. Now it's a new goof. Maybe it has new energy. In other words, you're changing the shame of the kedusha or changing the actual body of the animal. It's very interesting where we can actually manipulate the soul and the body separately here. Right? There's the soul of a carbon is its kedusha. The body of the carbon is its good. We can either change its good by being mechalal it onto another animal, or we can change its soul
by losing. Or is that another way?
Well, whatever. I mean, it's not by losing it. It's by giving it a new shame kedusha. However, we do that. Okay. So those are the two issues. The problem is that Rav Avin seems to get very mixed up, and he throws together a case that involves both a change of body and a change of soul. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara is going to be very, very disturbed by this because it's not a well-formed question. And one of the things that the Gemara likes, obviously, just as science likes, is well-formed questions. Because otherwise,
one variable.
Exactly. I need to know the variable and isolate it. So, Tainas Rabbi, let me ask you something. Let's say you hold like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon. I want to know in a case, let's say you were Mafresh and Asham,
okay,
and you were supposed to use that Asham, the Yitzchak parable, and you went ahead and you were Maimer in it. Oh, so now you used up its Tumura energy, okay? Now it gets a Mum. Then after it gets a Mum, so okay, you're Mechalavit, which of course you can do. You say, I want to take the Kedusha on here and be mechalal it onto this other animal, and it should be now coolin, and this animal should be kadosh. That's not tumura. Tumura is only where I want to exchange. Okay. But what happened is then it got lost, and I went ahead and I was mischaper with another asha, and then the old one, and then.
The one that the moon was mischalal on.
I'm calling that the first one. Right? The one that came from. And then what happened? The nitek la'ila. So now it automatically becomes now an ayla because I used another animal in its place. Oh, you see what he did. He really messed things up because what he did was he made it both a new body by having to get a mum and then being mechalal on another one, and then he gave that new body a new soul. I mean, this is Frankenstein ultimate, right? It's everything about this is new. So I mean, Amar Abaya says, "Man, my coming by like what in the world is he trying to ask? If his question is whether two bodies and one soul." Is enough to recharge the tumura. Ishtegu fima kedusha akas. So then, what did he need this whole business about losing it and being mischaper? All he needed to say was that he got a mum and he was makalas, right? So then tiboyle below mitchaper. He could have said this question very simply without putting in that whole extra story about being mitchaper with another one that allowed him to turn this one into a korban eila, because that's irrelevant. On the other hand, if he was interested in asking what's the din if you change the soul, ibishteket who showed the guf echad, the same body, so then why didn't he have to put in the whole thing about it's getting a mum and then exchanging it for another body? He's confused the issue over here. So tiboyle below umam, then why didn't he need that part about changing its body? It's the mum that allows you to change its body by doing a chilo, and it's the nischaper ba'achar that allows you to change its soul by turning it into an oil. But he put both together. So now I don't know what he wants to know. What does Rav Avin want to know, by the way? No, Rav Avin was just trying to be a fishing gentleman. He was asking, he was throwing in both factors so that you would use your brains to understand that you're supposed to crack the question into two and then crack it into three. In other words, I'm telling you there's two factors. Let's take factor A. Then tell me what you think. If you don't like that, how about factor B? How about both factors? Okay, so I'm being very efficient. So chodemi go chode kami, by asking one that's supposed to grow out of another. And another thing, look. Imtim saloma. Let's say your reaction here is that in terms of having a separate body, but the same soul, same kedusha. And your answer is, well, that's not a significant recharge of the Tzmura powers. I understand why you're saying that. It's because the Tzmura powers come not from your body. It comes from your Kedusha. Since there was no change in the Kedusha, I understand why you're telling me you don't view that as an act of recharging. Okay, that's Mishum Dabahi Kedusha. It's the same Kedusha. Ha'imar Bachad Azim. You already used up that Kedusha to do one Tzmura with. Okay. But what about, so let's ignore now the change of body, okay? Let me insert the fact that now there's your shtei kedushot. Even with the new body that you say isn't meaningful. How about there, mahu? Take good. So let that question stand. It's an interesting question. Lishna Achrina, Roy Rabbi Ovin. The other Lashon, of course, the Yerushalmi's approach to this is semantically different. I don't know if it's always, but between all the Rishonim, I think you generally find that everyone would mention Agav as a Yerushalmi. It's not Shemin at that
point. Only tomorrow in general?
No, only in Tamura. Because it's a Tamura. Boy, Rabbi. Rav Avin asked it like this, in that Lashon. According to Rav Yochanan, the Omar, Ein mei mirin v'chozrin mei mirin in Rabbi Shimon. Hifrish asham liyitchaper bo. So suppose you were makrish in asham, ve'imir bo, v'humam, v'chilalo al acher, ma'u sheyachzor v'yamir, what would be the din about going back, and now being mei mir, inan. Or, how about, if he was lost it, and he was in his chaper ba shamacher, v'nitak zeh la'ola, ma'u sheyachzir v'yamir. Now, the Lashon here is confused because if we throw in that language of the Inami, then Abaye's question, which is the same question basically that he asks here, is really not in place because that would be initially asked as two separate things. So, Omar Abaya, Hadein Kami Boy. So, Rashi learns that the question is, which one is his main point? What is he really misupak about? I mean, if, in other words, Abaya assumes that Rav Avin already has an approach as to where the ikker loss of energy is in the animal that's being used to make a tumor. In other words, he's either approaching it from the point of view that it's a function in the level of its kedusha, or he sees the act of tmura as an exchange of bodies, because essentially that's what tmura is. I'm trying to replace this animal with this animal. Then, so fine, so make up your mind. If it's an exchange of bodies, then let's talk about where I changed its body. If it's an exchange of state, state of being, then let's talk about where I changed its state of being. But why are you throwing in two separate issues? See, the Rishami has it more, as usual, more focused. In other words, it grants more credit, a more advanced stage to the initial abayin, which is always, as we saw in the Rishami, it's always the derech of the Rishami, is that it takes things from one level up already. The Bavli always starts on the bottom. So over here, what we're assuming is that Rav Ovin has an approach to Tmura. We recognize that there are two possible approaches to Tmura. These are the two approaches. Why doesn't he just come out and tell us what he believes, and then ask the question according to his understanding of Tmura et Sabaya? So Omer Abaya, how you come here? Which one really bothers him? Is it the Kedusha Acheret, Bo to Aguf? If it's that he views Kedusha as being the issue, so then he didn't have to throw in the business of changing the body. Lo Niboy Humam V'Filo L'Ba'asa. If the main issue is now Guf Echad, Bo to Kedusha, so then Lo Niboy Nitchaper Ba'asham Acher, if it's the Guf Acher rather, but in the same Kedusha, he doesn't need to change the Kedusha from an Hashem to an Olam. Reb Ovin, indeed Reb Ovin, did not have an approach, and Chodeh Migol Chodeh Chabim Barley, he wanted to know what you would say about the overall approach. So in other words, he wants to know, Humam, if it did get a Mum, and now it was Humar and also Chilal Al-Akar, so Mao Shiach Zor V'Yamir? Mi amrin and basham rishon hudein chazir omeimir. Avo beguf acher, apagav v'kodesh otak kedusha chazir omeimir. If you changed its body, even though it has the same kedusha, maybe it could now recharge into tumura again. Or, the fundamental question is also the issue here. Dilma kolbo otak kedusha. Maybe the point is, as long as the kedusha hasn't been recharged, Ein chozer omeimir. Now, on the other hand, I can look at the other way. On the other hand, if you try to tell me that hadein guf acherik, even the botak kedusha koyim, ein chozer omeimir, that the whole problem is the fact that it's the same kedusha, now I want to throw in this other issue. So now, how about if I change the kedusha? How about if I was nitzchaper b'asham acher? And now it's Menatik Zehari Shon Lola. So now I have a different Kedusha. Maoshi Yachzer, Yachzor V'Yamirbo. Mi Amina, do we say, the only time Jeno Meimir because of Meimir, maybe that's only where both issues are involved. Maybe it's Botaguf and Botakedusha. But even maybe Otaguf Kedusha Acheres because of Meimir. Odilma, maybe even Akedusha Acheres. Maybe since it's Oto Aguf, Edo Kozer Omeimir. So in other words, he wants us to work out through the issues to define which of these factors or combinations of factors are central to the Re-Tmura problem.
I think in general, if a person was roughly the Bahim and he doesn't do any,
he needs to bring his carbon. What is he going
to
do?
What happens to the moon? To the carbon to the moon?
He can't use it for the mizbeach. It remains hegdash.
Remains hegdash?
Remains hegdash.
And he has to bring another one?
No.
And that's not called tumura?
No. He can even be machalal it and it's not called tumura. It's only called tumura if he uses the format of tumura. As I pointed out at the beginning of the Masechta, and even at the Siyam of Erasim, that there is no logical difference between taking the kedusha of this animal and saying, I want to be machalal this animal onto this animal, and that's perfectly okay if it's a balmum. But if I say I want exchange, then it's an isadiraisa. It doesn't work, and you also end up with a tamura and malchus
tabu.
Yeah,
the animal with the moon,
which one? The new one?
The old one. What happened to the moon?
The old one needs pigeon.
And he loses.
Anybody could be Kodesh.
And then he loses Kedusha, becomes Kodesh.
When you're Kodesh. Pigeon is perfectly acceptable.
Becomes Kodesh and the money.
Goes to Agdash.
Goes but he has to bring another
korban. Yes. Yeah, he has to bring another korban, no matter what. Either, yeah, if he lost it also, he has to bring another korban. I mean, even though the animal itself still goes to Agnes.
It's still sitting there, like the transfer of Kiddush's wisdom to the Kiddush's moment, right?
No, it's not Kiddush's moment. It's Kiddush's aguf, but not done through tumurah, done through pidgin. That's fine. There's padiya, there's geula, and there's tumurah. Basira, pidyon, and tumura. There are three things that all should accomplish the same end, and yet have very different dinner, the same way that Erekin and Dami have very different dinner. Om Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Hegdash Rishon Mosif Chomesh Vein Hegdash Sheni Mosif Chomesh. I want it to be very clear that in a case where you have a secondary level of Kedusha, the ones we've already triggered this issue of come downs from your initial level of Kedusha, which was triggered by Rabbi Yochanan's understanding in Rabbi Shimon. I want you to understand that the same issue takes place in the difference between being podet, an animal that was the original source of Kedusha, or trying to be, and then he got a mum, or an animal that it got a mum was now mechulal on a second animal, and now the second animal gets a mum, and now to be poted the second animal. So there too, you have a lower level of Kedusha that is not mechayev the bialim to pay chomesh the second time around. So that is called Hegdash Sheni, and even though I'm the owner, and for that matter, if the Hegdash Sheni would also be Tumura, the second level down, I derived it from another animal. So in other words, each time I go down one level in Kedusha, I affect the Dinim so that at the second level of Kedusha, it can't make another Tumura, it's not Machai of me to pay a Chomesh if I'm the owner, and I'm being Machal.
Yeah, it's just not the third level down.
Is it Magdil too, like Tuma?
No, like Tuma, not really. Although it's an interesting parallel on some level.
Not Tuma.
Tuma, you know. Yeah, I mean, it could be, it has some elements of my time to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, what's his reasoning? It says, Im ha-magdish yigalat beto v'yosef hamishit. It's Magdish, only the Magdish is the one, not the Matpis. And since the second level of Kedusha is called Hatfasa, whether it's in terms of Tzimur or whether it's in terms of Chilul, you bring Matpis, this animal, to the other animal's Kedusha, you don't add, in that case, Chomesh to your Chilul.
So you don't get to say the Tzimur on that secondary level is not the same?
Could you say that in English? Is there
a secondary level of?
Please, just use simple language. Well, I don't know what the secondary level is.
The secondary level. One has already gone down a level because the first animal got a move.
Okay.
Okay. Where then somebody makes more on this animal that's already a secondary level.
Okay, so that's the question of whether there's attenuation of the power of Tumura making that secondary level. That was dependent on Rebbe Shimon. We came out of that sugya, out of that question. Is there a loss of power, legabe tumura? We're going to be getting to all of these questions. We're starting with the issue of making tumura. We're then going to the issue of chilul, and we're going to get to the issue of the tumura's ability for these things.
That's
part of tumura. So, the basis is the pasuk. Now, boy Rabbi Yavin, again, comes along Rabbi Yavin, because this is a new opening for Rabbi Yavin to do his thing now, right? And the question is here, that someone went ahead, Yifrish Hashem Litchaper Bo, and now it gets a mum, and he was Mosifal of Chomesh, he went ahead, and he was Mechalalist, and he paid what he had to pay, and so on. And then he went, and forget about this Chilalo Chavero, somebody was trying to make this even more wilder than it was. And then he was Nitzchaper
Ba'asham. I wasn't there.
Ba'asham, you're kidding.
No, sir.
There was somebody else.
But he wasn't
there. Nitzchaper Ba'asham Acher, the year comes for Bavin doing his thing again. He turns now, he put both issues into the equation. First of all, he got a mum. right? And he was Mechalal. And then he was Nitzchaper by another one, and the first one becomes now an Ayla. So now I want to know if I'm coming to be paid at the Ayla, but not get the moon. Do I have to be most accomplished on the Ayla? Did I recharge? No, it was originally no. I took the renewed one. I renewed its body. I mean the problem. Same exact issue as before. Can I recharge the Kedusha to make me have to pay the Chomesh? Exactly as we asked before. Or do you not recharge the Kedusha?
Can I pay another Chomesh to be
Mechalal the Ola? Because it's a new type of animal. I used up my Chomesh. My Chomesh requirements for the Asham, but now this Asham turned into an Ayla.
So, if we're but this animal was.
Yeah, not this animal. This Kedusha now has changed. Kedusha it's no longer the same animal, and it's no longer the same Kedusha. I was Mechalal it on another animal.
With the Chomesh.
With the Chomesh, I was a good boy.
Isn't that not the animal we're talking about?
And that animal I didn't use to the carbon. Right. Instead, I was Mechaper. With another carbon, and
now,
this animal now became an Ayla.
Right.
Not I want to, but I need to be paid it. Got a mum. Now I need to be paid it. Do I pay a chomish or not?
Can I ask a separate question? Okay. Yeah. Getting
off well, the light.
I
have to
make it quick.
Yeah.
This animal, are we saying that in the first case where it has gone down
a
level, you can make it smaller on it?
We're not talking about Shmur. We're not talking about Shmur, and I said we're going to discuss Shmur later. Om Rabbi, so again Abaya says, what's he asking? He's putting in more than one factor. My Kami Baile, Ishne Gufin the Kedusha Hakas Kami Baile, if he's concerned about the switch of bodies. So then let him say so. Why didn't he have to create a case where you also switch the soul by having it be Nitzchaper Bachar and turning an Asher into an Ayla? You could simply have a case where there was a Balmum and it got a new body by purchasing it to another animal with it. And if he's bothered about steak and show the gufechat coming by LA, why did he have to throw in a change of bodies by making get a mum? He could have just said that it was lost, you were shopping and you found it. And indeed, why did Rabbi Yovan ask such a poorly constructed question? Because Rabbi Yovan, again, was trying to be efficient. He's asking one to be understood now as a series. Im Timtze Loma. In other words, it's the first part of my question, where I exchanged its body because it became a Baal Mum and left it in its Kedusha. And you would say, well, in that case, you are not Chayav to be Moshe for another Chomesh. Okay, that's because the same Kedusha. I was already tasted for Chodazimah Chemish. I already paid for that Kedusha. But how about if I would throw in another factor? How about if I would make it two separate Kedushas? I never paid anything for an Ayla. I'm going to be driving the Batmobile today.
The Batmobile?
Yeah.
Is that the one that flies over the
track? Well, it's got all kinds of things in it. Yeah. You never know what might be coming.
I'd go to catch a tow line.
So then what would be the din? Answers the Gemara once again, Teiku. And here too we have the same lashon that we had before. Lishna Akrina boy Rebavin Ipushoshim Itzkaperbo Vuhumam Bechilol Alacher Bohosib Chomesh and then Itzkaper Boshamacher and then Nipik Zaloyla Maoshi Yosef Alav Chomesh. Again Abaya says Habein Tomi Bailei, which thing is he really asking? So then why did he throw in the humam? If what he was asking is a guf acher, but with the same kedusha, so then why did he have to throw in the nitekloria? So the chilo alacher, mashiach v'chachomish, etc., etc. The Gemara just skips now. So he wants to know basically two steps. Mi'am minam basham kama, who the mosif abo the guf acher. Afagav the coin became Osa Kedusha. A Mosif Chomesh? The correct lesson is probably yes, Mosif Chomesh. Or Dilma Kol Ota Kedusha ain't Mosif Chomesh. Or on the other hand, Imtim Tzolomar, this is all this different body, but the same soul. You always should say Akha, not Efa. I have been goof acher, but kivan de botak kedusha koy, since it keeps the same kedusha. Therefore, ino mosu komish the second time around. Now, when this tapper be akum, and if it's a loy lamal, what would be the din if I change the kedusha? Me mosu komish botoa goof botak kedusha. Maybe the only time you have to mosu komish is if it's the same kedusha. But if it would be kedusha kered lo, adilma kivan de botoa goof mosu komish. Or do we say what's important is the body? And he would be most of Chomish now, because I changed the Teku, or if you want to say he didn't change the body, you have to change the gear so they know most of Chomish. Again, this whole thing.
Yeah.
We haven't finished one issue yet. Mm-hmm.